We're discussing over-the-counter hearing aids and this new category of federal rules that are forming around these devices that address mild to moderate hearing loss. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. According to the National Institutes of Health, roughly 15% of American adults report some trouble hearing. That's over 37 million people. Are you in this group? When did your hearing difficulties start? Have you tried to get fit for hearing aids but have been denied by your insurance? 800-642-1234. Melanie Burr-Lawler is a clinical professor and audiologist in the UW-Madison Department of Communication Sciences and Disorders. Serves on the board of the Wisconsin Speech Language Pathology and Audiology Association. Melanie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell us what's in the works here with the FDA rules changing on hearing aids.
Yeah, thank you. So the FDA is proposing to establish a new category of over-the-counter hearing aids, meaning that these hearing aids will be sold directly to the consumer. So like if you go to Walgreens or Walmart or online, and the hearing aids, like you said, are only designed to be, they will be only designed to be for mild to moderate hearing loss and for adults, so people ages 18 and older.
What is the timeline here on this taking place?
So this started, the wheels started turning for this back in 2017, but the category and the description of the guidelines was just released last week. And now we're in a comment period where the public or professionals can read the document that was put out by the FDA. And we have until January 18th of 2022, so a 90-day comment period. And after that period, the comments close and the FDA reviews everything. And then eventually they'll release the guidelines, and the companies that are going to be producing these will release them to the market once they can follow the guidelines.
So relatively near future here, and this really applies to a lot of people. The federal health experts say, look, about one in five adults have difficulty following a conversation when there's background noise. So these non-prescription hearing aids could really apply to a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that the goal with this new category of hearing aids is to increase access to the public, because there are so many people that could benefit from hearing aids that who are unable to afford them, or there are some other barriers in the way. And so the idea is that this is a lower cost option that's readily available to people, like reading glasses are before you get your prescription glasses.
Right. I mean, it seems like we're applying the analogy to the dime store reading glasses that I'm wearing right now. Like, I know, yeah, I need bifocals, right? But my optometrist says I'm wearing the right power of readers and I'm not going to get new glasses now. They're too expensive and my readers are doing, you know, a fine job. Are there parallels there?
There are parallels, but then there are some aspects that are different from that analogy. So definitely the idea is to catch people with a mild hearing loss who may not be ready to take that step toward prescription hearing aids. But due to the fact that these are an electronic device, there are some other considerations. So you have to be very careful as a consumer to get a good quality device. You know, we know there's a lot of variability already in consumer electronics and the quality that's available. And then there's the consideration of ensuring that you're getting something that's appropriate for you. So something that's not too loud that could damage your hearing, or something that is just not helpful because it's not a good quality device or not loud enough. And some people may have medical issues that need to be addressed that that may not look into that before getting a over-the-counter hearing aid. And so maybe the device isn't helpful, but not because there's something wrong with the device, because there's something else going on with the hearing system.
Yeah.
So there are some other considerations as well.
Melanie Berlaller with us, clinical professor and audiologist with the UW Department of Communication Sciences and Disorders. As we look at this roadmap for the FDA to allow non-prescription hearing aids, you can join in. Are you experiencing hearing loss? Have you explored getting hearing aids, but were you unsure if you would qualify? 800-642-1234. Melanie, this category of mild to moderate hearing loss, how is it, you know, how do you determine mild to moderate?
Yeah, so I think that's a big question for the public. Really, as an audiologist, we determine that through a series of clinical tests. And so if anyone has a question of whether or not they would qualify for the over-the-counter hearing aids, my best advice would be to seek a good hearing evaluation with an audiologist. I think a lot of us audiologists are excited for the opportunity to help the public pick the right device for them, whether it be a prescription hearing aid or an over-the-counter hearing aid. So the idea behind these is that you will self-identify. But I think if there's any question at all of whether or not you would qualify, I would seek a full evaluation.
Hearing aids can be so expensive, thousands of dollars. Will this rules change make a more competitive marketplace among the manufacturers of hearing aids? Will it make the high cost come down some?
I think that's the goal and that's the hope, because hearing aids are very expensive. I can only predict at this point since they're not yet available to the public, but I think it's going to cause some market disruption. And I imagine that will be a good thing for the public, where we'll see companies coming into this that maybe produce other types of consumer electronics that want to get into the hearing aid market. And so I think just the competition will be helpful, but I would also encourage buyers to check with their hearing professional if they have questions about the quality of the device, because I think there might be some devices that are better than others.
And sometimes you can have like this feud with your hearing aid. You're turning it down, you're turning it up. It's amplifying in the wrong way. These are really sensitive devices.
That is true. My goal as an audiologist when I work with people is to figure out the best way to program the device using the evidence and the science that we have so that that is not a concern. And so we work really closely with our patients to make sure that they aren't having to do a lot of manipulation and that things are comfortable regardless of the environment that they're in. I agree with your comment that it might be more of a concern when you're purchasing something and fitting it on yourself. Mm. So again, that's where I would urge people, if they're having challenges, to check in with an audiologist.
We've heard about online hearing tests. I'm just wondering how you've seen the technology change.
Yeah, so over-the-counter hearing aids aren't yet available. So anything that's happening online, every state has some different regulations right now. And those are, I think those obviously aren't as reliable as something that's done in a soundproof booth, but that is being done under the supervision or under the care of a hearing healthcare professional remotely. Mm. The over-the-counter hearing aids that you'll purchase in a store may or may not be done in conjunction with a test. So that is a difference. You might be able to purchase. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
You might be able to purchase an over-the-counter hearing aid just in a box with self-identifying your hearing loss just without ever being evaluated.
Very much do-it-yourself here, perhaps on the horizon as we discuss the future for over-the-counter hearing aids, non-prescription hearing devices, what it could mean for people who have mild hearing loss. We have UW-Madison audiologist and clinical professor Melanie Berlaller taking your questions. Does hearing loss frustrate you? Does it frustrate your friends or family? Do you get tired of asking people to repeat themselves or to speak up? Do hearing difficulties cause you to feel isolated or alone? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Melanie Berlaller here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about the future of over-the-counter hearing aids and who could be helped by them, perhaps at a fraction of the cost of traditional hearing aids. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The proposed FDA rule would allow adults to buy hearing aids without an exam or a fitting, with the goal of making them more affordable, more accessible. Are the current costs for hearing aids out of reach for you? When was the last time you got your hearing tested? Would you buy over-the-counter hearing aids? 800-642-1234. We have UW audiologist Melanie Burr-Lawler. And with us, we're about 9 more minutes. Let's bring in Lauren now in Burlington, who has had hearing loss since their 20s. Lauren, hi.
Good morning. I saw them a couple of weeks ago at Walgreens, and I was like, wow, you know.
We lost Lauren, completely lost Lauren there. But, you know, Melanie, I'm wondering, in a situation of Lauren, who is now apparently in their 60s, has had hearing loss in their 20s, but has really struggled with it all their life. What do you say to people whose insurance may not cover them?
Well, that's a really good question. And there are, hearing aids are very expensive. And one of the things we do in our clinic is we work with people and try to figure out the best match, both for the hearing levels and for the pocketbook. And we have some programs in place to help people. We run a program at UW-Madison in our teaching clinic for the university that can provide free hearing aids to people who qualify financially. But that's just our local program. But in terms of people who have struggled their whole lives and been wearing hearing aids their whole lives, there are many, many people who have a more significant hearing loss or one that's progressed over the years that will still need prescription hearing aids. And so there are some programs in place. If you're working, you can seek, if we're just talking about financial assistance, if you're in the working world, there are programs through the Department of Workforce Development to help pay for hearing aids. There are some insurance companies do have a benefit. And so we try to help route people into
programs that could help.
The programs that will help them. Yeah. And then there are some people that do pay out of pocket for hearing aids if they don't have insurance coverage. And so we work with people in that regard as well. So there are some people who will still need to pursue prescription hearing aids, and often those will be really life-changing for people. And so when you think about the costs of the hearing aid spread out over the years of use, kind of like if you're doing a cost-benefit analysis, often it makes a lot of sense for people. But I do acknowledge how expensive hearing aids are, and I really hope that this over-the-counter hearing aid option will maybe change things for everyone down the road. That's kind of my lofty idea, is maybe that will bring down the cost of prescription hearing aids as well, but we will see.
Melanie, can these devices be recycled or reused or fitted for a new person if they've been used once before?
I am not sure what is going to be happening with the over-the-counter hearing aids, but I imagine that since they're purchased by the consumer, they can be passed along to another consumer. Prescription hearing aids can be, if an audiologist or another hearing healthcare professional acknowledges, you know, okay, I have the ability to do so, and you can pay for my services and the verification and programming that we do. That is an option, even with prescription hearing aids. And that's something we're seeing a little more of these days, having people come in with devices that they purchase elsewhere, at least at our clinic or online. And we provide the care and the service to get them programmed just right for the patient.
Oh, you fine tune them in a way.
Oh, yes. Yes. We do a lot of that. And that, you know, that personalized care that can be really helpful for people if they're struggling or they're having trouble with the physical fit, the sound quality. And so that is something I see a lot of in my clinic.
So as we look at access at the federal level, the budget blueprint President Biden released yesterday has hearing benefits in it, and it calls for Medicare to cover hearing benefits. And I'm reading here from the framework, establish a hearing benefit in Medicare, a crucial benefit to our seniors for a reasonable cost. What will this do you think?
Well, I'm not entirely sure. This is something we've been advocating for years and years and years. So it's really exciting to see that it is continuing to be in the bill. There was a thought that it might be removed. I think just what you said, hopefully it will provide a financial benefit to help people pay for prescription hearing aids. So there's a lot of people that won't qualify for these over-the-counter hearing aids due to the fact that they're for mild to moderate hearing loss, or maybe people do need a little more technology available to them. And so this would help in that regard.
We're talking with Melanie Berlaller, who is a clinical professor and audiologist at UW-Madison, as we discuss the future of some hearing aids available without a prescription or exam and what that could mean. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your hearing experiences. We heard from Elna in Madison, called in and couldn't stay with us. And Elna says that they see ads for hearing aids and is wondering, are the hearing aids in these advertisements different than the ones that require a prescription? Elna says it's hard to tell.
Yes. So right now, the over-the-counter hearing aids, the true medical hearing aids, are not available to the public. So if you're seeing ads in like direct marketing, like a flyer that comes to your mailbox, or an ad in a newspaper or a parade magazine, it might be one of two things. It might be an ad for something called a personal sound amplifier. Those are not regulated. There's no cross-check on the amplification, the quality, the output, if it's too loud. You can purchase those in a place like Cabela's, like something called a hunter's ear. Those are not hearing aids. But some people try to use those kind of to fill the gap because they tend to be less expensive. I've seen a lot of variability in quality. Mm. Or the other option is that they might be an ad for a prescription hearing aid that you would go see an audiologist or hearing aid dispenser to purchase. And so that would be something that is already available to the public, but you would go through a hearing healthcare provider. And then there are some of those in some states that you can purchase online under the guidance of a hearing healthcare provider.
We heard from Riley, wrote in an email, is wondering, Melanie, if wearing inexpensive hearing aids can prevent hearing loss.
Unfortunately, no, not hearing loss itself, but wearing hearing aids can help keep people engaged in conversation, socially active. Untreated hearing loss has been found to be associated with a whole host of other health and medical problems. It's been highly correlated with earlier onset of dementia. And so wearing hearing aids can really bring people back into that social engagement and keep their brains active. So it's a very good thing, but it doesn't prevent hearing loss itself.
So you can say, you're saying that it can really have social consequences here, leading to isolation, perhaps depression?
Yes, that has been found in the science, yes.
Is hearing loss progressive? Will it get worse over time?
In some instances, yes. There are people who are born with hearing loss and whose hearing loss stays relatively stable throughout the course of their lives. And just as an aside, I just want to say that the over-the-counter hearing aids are not for children, and parents should not purchase those for a child. There's a lot of other considerations that need to be taken into account. But hearing loss in adulthood can be progressive, and there is a special type of hearing loss that happens with age. And so we see the rate of hearing loss increase with age, and often that type of hearing loss can progress, but at different speeds for different people.
This seems like to be a very pivotal, perhaps maybe exciting time in your profession. What do you hope comes of this?
Oh, that's a really good question. So I'm only speaking personally, personally and as my own professional, but I really hope that this causes some exciting market disruption, that it causes new innovation. We've seen a lot of amazing changes in prescription hearing aid technology over the last several years. I've been doing this 20 years, and the last maybe 5 years have been super exciting with rechargeable and amazing things you can do with your app and streaming sound through your phone, using your hearing aids kind of as Bluetooth earphones. And so I'm excited to see what is going to come based on the fact that maybe other consumer electronics will be involved. And I think, you know, we need to be, I guess the catchy word is nimble and adaptable. And as audiologists kind of work these into our, this is my opinion, work these into our practice and, you know, help vet the technology for people who are interested in a non-prescription option. So
Melanie,
I think it's going to be exciting.
Thank you for joining us. Melanie Berlaller, clinical professor, audiologist at UW-Madison. News is next here on the Ideas Network.